A crisis with no end in sight, today's global fault lines. On a Sunday in early August 2026, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve sits at a 43-year low, the Pentagon is scrambling to replenish weapon stockpiles, and a shadow fleet tanker is actively sinking off Oman, spreading oil into the Arabian Sea. That single conflict is the thread running through virtually every consequential story of the day. Beyond Iran, the day's map includes a Houthi drone strike claimed against a Saudi Aramco refinery, Ukrainian President Zelensky's condemnation of Russian strikes, he says originated from Serbian territory, Elon Musk's renewed refusal to allow Ukraine to use Starlink for strikes inside Russia, and China's assertion that its seizure of Scarborough Shoal constitutes a nature reserve. At home, the Senate passed a spending bill 90-6. Todd Blanche was confirmed as Attorney General, and a Trump golf club manager reportedly oversaw a botched renovation of the National Mall's reflecting pool. In technology, OpenAI's Black Hat presentation triggered what is being called an AI agent security crisis following the Hugging Face hack disclosure. 15 state attorneys general have demanded answers, and both Chrome and Edge are quietly downloading roughly 20 gigabytes of AI models to users. Hard drives without explicit consent. Markets are pricing in record highs, S&P futures at 7,779, up about 0.6%, even as the structural risks beneath that rally multiply by the week.